Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Ruffing. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Callaway scores. Hodgson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Wright reaches second base with a double. Hodgson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman scores. Heath moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second, and York is out. There's the throw to third, and Hodgson is out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and has Michaels trapped. There's the throw to Dillinger and over to Berardino, who tags Michaels for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Tresh and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to third. York moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruffing strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Hodgen moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Hodgen scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3. White Sox. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Philly reaches second base with a double. York scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruffing strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gabrion now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Yurk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Stevens moves to second. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Gabrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrion bunts for an out with unknown description. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-4 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.